I'm Dave Ward, and I'm the managing director for Ring International. We just recently did some research with Serba, and what we found is that UK households are considering to spend altogether around about £2.7 billion on protecting their homes this year. We found the research really interesting because it was very different among different demographics and age groups.
And not just that, different areas as well. So are you finding that people in areas where there's maybe more burglaries and more crime are more likely to buy some of these products?
Absolutely. I mean, clearly, when you live in an area that's maybe urban, for instance, where you might see higher crime levels, you know, clearly people are thinking more about how do they protect their home and how do they invest in the relevant measures to make sure their home's protected. So, yeah, we're seeing a lot of that for sure. But it's interesting across the age groups as well. We're actually seeing, you know, the younger age groups considering to spend more as well.
Okay, well, that's really interesting. And I think, you know, I've obviously got one of these products. My mum, who's older, hasn't. I mean, why do you think sort of we're seeing the older generation being less likely to kind of have these products?
Well, I think there's a couple of theories here. I mean, clearly the younger generation tend to live in more urban areas. They could be more susceptible to crime as a result of that, and therefore more have a higher propensity to consider this type of technology and other things to protect their home. I think the other side is, you know, clearly, you know, that they're already connected with their phones, they're already connected, you know, with a lot of other smart technology. So they're seeing the benefit elsewhere and then considering how can they make the rest of their home smart to take advantage of those things to obviously protect their home as well.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Yeah, I've got, as I essentially got one of these video doorbells, and actually, you know, you're finding increasingly, you know, if there's crime in the area, the police may be going door to door, they knock on your door and see you've got a video doorbell, and they'll be like, you know, can you just give us some, you know, send us some footage and stuff. So there's that kind of side of it. But do you think that if you have one of these products, a video doorbell or something like that on your property, and someone who's planning on burgling you sees that, do you think that that's going to be, is going to deter them?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, there's lots of other ways to deter people as well. I mean, for instance, making sure your doors and windows are locked, leaving a light on. I mean, they're all things that we can do. But what we do see is when people have this type of technology, so smart doorbells, so like a Ring video doorbell, for instance, when people do come to the home, you know, there's often seen on a camera and then someone can interact with them and deter them away. And, you know, we get lots of videos from our customers, you know, very, very frequently where that's exactly what's happened. So, yeah, deterring people before the crime's happened.
Yeah, so sort of preventing it before it actually happens and anyone has to go through, you know, the horror of being burgled. So we mentioned, you know, that the industry worth about £2.7 billion each year, which is a massive amount of money. And I gather sort of peace of mind is kind of the main driver why people may sort of want to install one of these video doorbells.
Well, clearly peace of mind is a big driver for people. They want to make sure that they're connected back to the home. You know, we always say with Ring, you're always home because you can connect back from wherever you are in the world. But I think the other thing that people use it for is convenience. I mean, it's very easy just to answer the door from anywhere, take that package, you know, take a delivery from somebody. So I think people are using it for a wide variety of different uses, not just security. So, you know, we see the you know, people taking these technologies and using it for a lot of different things.
Absolutely. Keep an eye on your home when you're on holiday, which is always useful. See what's going on. Make sure all is well. And also, you know, back in the day, if someone knocks on your door and it may be dark, you know, you maybe open the door. There's always that risk of, you know, who's at the door, put the chain on or whatever. But actually, with video doorbell, you can speak to people, you know, without actually having to physically open the door. And that gives you a lot of peace of mind as well, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah, and what was really interesting is when we did the research, what we actually found is 70% of people would prefer to speak to a stranger through a device like a Ring video doorbell so that they can actually, you know, speak to them from a distance and not have to, you know, meet them at the door. So we found that particularly interesting as well.
And I know that there's some people that may be, you know, thinking of buying these things. Maybe they're worried about, you know, privacy. Maybe they don't sort of have the skills around the technology. Maybe they think it's too complicated. I don't know, lots of reasons why people may not buy into this. So what would you say to these people maybe thinking that?
Well, I think there's three things I'd first talk about. The first one is the ease of use and simplicity. You know, my mom's in her 70s. When she got one of these things, she installed it all on her own without any intervention, which I think is always a good sign. I think the second thing is, you know, from a privacy point of view, we give an awful lot of different user control and features to allow you to consider and think about your privacy and the privacy of others. And then the third thing really is just the simplicity once you've got the device working. You know, this thing just becomes something that's ubiquitous. It's all around you. You're connected to the home, whether you're away, whether you're at home. It just becomes part of your everyday life, and how people interact with the home becomes a very different manner to what they're used to. So, you know, I would definitely encourage people to consider these.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've got one, and I'm a big fan. You know, it's always interesting to see, not just for security, it's quite interesting to see what weird things happen when you're away, or if somebody, a salesperson, knocks on your door, you can hear what they say after you've kind of after they realize you're not there, and you can see on the doorbell. That's where it's quite interesting. You get some interesting things caught on those video doorbells.
Yeah, it's not always about security. I mean, there's a number of bloopers caught. You obviously get the luxury of seeing your children come home from school when you may be away. You know, we've had moments captured, like the first moments babies have come home from the hospital. So there's all sorts of different things that are captured on these. But yeah, it's not just about security. There's an awful lot of fun in these as well.
Absolutely. And it's really interesting as well, seeing that, you know, people may be sort of more willing to purchase these products than they would have been 5 years ago. So, you know, what do you think the future will hold? Where do you think it will sort of go from here? We're going to see more and more people getting them, you know, increasing sales even more.
Yeah, I do think they'll become ubiquitous. I mean, we see that now, a lot of people using these types of devices, you know, people that I talk to on a regular basis that are using these, you know, they indicate how different it is being connected back to home. I think this just becomes a normal way that you interact with your home over time, not just with a video doorbell, but obviously with cameras, with a connected alarm, those types of things, just to keep you connected. So, yeah, we definitely see, you know, a lot of growth here.
Absolutely. Well, you know, as I say, I've got one of these. They're just brilliant. You just feel that, you know, you can check on what's happening at your front door at any time. So just say it gives you that peace of mind. And yeah, it lets you talk to people when you're not at home. So been really good to talk to you. If we want to find out more about what you do at Ring, how do we do that?
Well, of course, just pop to ring.com. We've got a lot of information there, including our blog and obviously products as well. So yeah, reach out to us there.
Brilliant. Dave, good to talk to you. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks a lot, John.